The lady and her son were givers. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. 2 Timothy 1:5, NIV. I once knew this lady who was a giver. She had a son who was also a giver. When the son got older, he married and moved to New Mexico. Over the course of time, the couple had 3 children. They pastored 2 small churches. One was in Oklahoma and the other in New Mexico. This young man's father decided to give the son his inheritance early. The son started a business, as well as pastoring, and opened a barbecue restaurant that sold sandwiches, brisket, pork ribs, potato salad, and baked beans, along with non-alcoholic beverages and iced tea served in quart jars. The restaurant eventually became a buffet. The small town didn't really welcome newcomers to their business district, so it was a struggle for this couple and their children. One day, this young man did something that this little town is still talking about. It went to a priceless menu and didn't charge customers for their food. There was a small can at the front of the restaurant that a customer could give a donation if they wanted to. It wasn't that their food was bad and they couldn't sell it. In fact, it was very good. A man traveling the United States that was visiting barbecue restaurants said the food was good, even better than most establishments. Some people ran out of the door when they found no prices on the meals. Others took advantage of the restaurant and would come in daily to eat and would leave 50 cents or a dollar in the donation can. This experiment revealed the hearts of men. People are either givers or takers. Others would say, "I see what you are doing here," and would give as much as $500 for a meal. An out-of-town customer working in the news field got hold of the story and wanted an interview. The establishment was founded on Christian principles and values: free Bibles, Christian music, and free food. Who would be so kind to give all their profits away and live on only 10%? The rest was given to Christian causes. This is a true story, but what is even more amazing is that I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Psalm 37:25.